Hello, church, and welcome to another Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure and joy to take you through the Bible. We are in 1 John. We are just getting started into chapter 3, and we'll go ahead and read here 3 through 10. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. So John's writing here on the heels of last week's manna, when we discovered that really this chapter 3 is about identity. It's our identity in Christ based on our belief in him, and we are now children of God. John continues in this chapter, and he's contrasting our identity with those who would try to deceive us and to cast our identity somewhere else rather than on God. And we see here that everyone who has this hope, and this hope is the hope that we are children of God, that our identity is firmly placed in Christ. And then further he says that, where are we at here? Oh, whoever sins has neither seen him nor has known him. So he's contrasting this idea of continuing in sin. So once in Christ, we know that our sins have been forgiven and Jesus has taken on our sins and exchanged our sins for his righteousness. And from that moment on, our ability to sin good, continue in sin as a pattern and a practice of our life, as a pursuit of our life, is no more. And if we are continuing in a pattern and practice and pursuit and joy in sinning, this is the contrast. It's a stark contrast that John is making, that for those who love God, our pursuit and passion is not sin. But for those who are of the devil, it is. That is their practice. He even goes on to say that there are those who have come in and who are attempting to deceive us and get our identity not on Christ, but on adding to Christ and things that they would want to bring into the church as it was at that time. And so he concludes here again with this very strong contrast. And John's doing this for effect, but also because it's true. And so in another place, John writes that we need to wake up. And I think that's the point of this very stark contrast. And it's kind of even hard for our ears to hear that we might be children of the devil, but that's what he says here in verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. And so John is tying this back to love, which comes from God, and our position in Christ pressing us into our love for our fellow believer. And so that's the encouragement for us today, is that is a mark of a true believer, is not a perfect walk, not a walk that never sins or slips, but a walk that gets back up and continues to look towards Christ, and one that loves his brother or sister in Christ and seeks that as the primary purpose and passion and pursuit. So I hope that helps you, and be blessed and have a great week.